Be joyous, Florence. You are great indeed, for over sea and land you beat your wings. Through every part of hell your name extends. Among the thieves I found 5 citizens of yours, and such that shame has taken me. With them you can ascend to no high honor. But if the dreams dreamt close to dawn are true, then little time will pass before you feel what Prato and the others crave for you. Were that already come, it would not be too soon. And let it come, since it must be. As I grow older, it will be more heavy. We left that deep, and by protruding stones that served as stairs for our descent before, my guide climbed up again and drew me forward. And as we took our solitary path among the ridges, jagged spurs, and rocks, our feet could not make way without our hands. It grieved me then, and now grieves me again when I direct my mind to what I saw. And more than usual, I curb my talent, let it not run where virtue does not die, so that if my kind star or something better has given me that gift, I not abuse it. As many as the fireflies, the peasant, while resting on a hillside in the season when he who lights the world least hides his face, just when the fly gives way to the mosquito, sees glimmering below, down in the valley. There were, perhaps, he gathers grapes and tills. So many were the flames that glittered in the eighth abyss. I made this out as soon as I had come to where one sees the bottom. Even as he who was avenged by bears saw, as it left, Elijah's chariot, its horses rearing, rising right to heaven, when he could not keep track of it except by watching one lone flame in its ascent, just like a little cloud that climbs on high. So, through the gullet of that ditch, each flame must make its way. No flame displays its prey, though every flame has carried off a sinner. I stood upon the bridge and leaned straight out to sea, and if I had not gripped a rock, I should have fallen off without a push. My guide, who noted how intent I was, told me, "Within those fires there are souls. Each one is swathed in that which scorches him." "My master," I replied, "on hearing you, I am more sure, but I had already thought that it was so, and had meant to ask, who is within the flame that comes so twinned above that it would seem to rise out of the pyre Itecles shared with his brother?" He answered me, "Within that flame, Ulysses and Diomedes suffer. They who went as one to rage now share one punishment. And there together in their flame, they grieve over the horse's fraud that caused a breach, the gate that let Rome's noble seed escape. There they regret the guile that makes the dead Dedania still lament Achilles. And there, for the Palladium, they pray. If they can speak within those sparks," I said, "I pray you and re-pray. And master, may my prayer be worth 1,000 pleas. Do not forbid my waiting here until the flame with horns approaches us, for you can see how, out of my desire, I bend toward it." And he to me, "What you have asked is worthy of every praise. Therefore, I favor it. I only ask you this. Refrain from talking. Let me address them. I have understood what you desire of them. Since they were Greek, perhaps they'd be disdainful of your speech." And when my guide adjudged the flame had reached a point where time and place were opportune, this was the form I heard his words assume: "You two, who move as one within the flame, if I deserved of you while I still live, if I deserved of you much or little when in the world I wrote my noble lines, do not move on. Let one of you retell where, having gone astray, he found his death." The greater horn within that ancient flame began to sway and tremble, murmuring just like a fire that struggles in wind. and then he waved his flame tip back and forth as if it were a tongue that tried to speak, and flung toward us a voice that answered. When I sailed away from Circe, who beguiled me to stay more than a year there near Gaeta, before Aeneas gave that place a name, neither my fondness for my son, nor pity for my old father, nor the love I owed Penelope, which would have gladdened her, was able to defeat in me the longing I had to gain experience of the world and of the vices and the worth of men. Therefore, I set out on the open sea with but one ship and that small company of those who never had deserted me. I saw as far as Spain, far as Morocco, along both shores. I saw Sardinia, and I saw the other islands that sea bathes. And I saw my companions were already old and slow when we approached the narrows where Hercules set up his boundary stones, that men might heed and never reach beyond. Upon my right, I had gone past Seville, and on the left, already past Cuta. Brothers, I said, O you who, having crossed 100,000 dangers, reach the west, this brief waking time that is still left unto your senses, you must not deny experience of that which lies beyond the sun and of the world that is unpeopled. Consider well the seed that gave you birth. You were not made to live your lives as brutes, but to be followers of worth and knowledge. I spurred my comrades with this brief address to meet the journey with such eagerness that I could hardly then have held them back. And having turned our stern toward morning, we made wings out of our oars in a wild flight, and always gained upon our left-hand side. At night, I now could see the other pole and all its stars. A star of ours had fallen and never rose above the plain of the ocean. Five times the light in which the moon had been rekindled, and as many times was spent since that hard passage faced our first attempt, when there before us rose a mountain, dark because of distance, and it seemed to me the highest mountain I had seen. And we were glad, but this soon turned to sorrow, for out of that new land a whirlwind rose and hammered at our ship against her bow. Three times it turned her round with all the waters, and at the fourth, it lifted up the stern so that our prow plunged deep, as pleased and other, until the sea again closed over us.
Che il nostro geo fuori dal mare in suolo. Cinque volte era acceso e tanto passo lo lume era sotto dalla luna, poi che entrato era là in alto passo. Quando una parve una montagna bruna per la distanza e parvenne alto tanto quanto veduto non aveva alcuna. Noi ci eravamo in questo tono di pianto che della nuova terra un corvo nacque e percosse dal legno il primo nato. Tre volte lo fece la compiera alla quarta della popola in suso e la sola di reggio con altri